Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio. Entertaining, informative, and everything you enjoy about the outdoors. And now, with our host, Eric Olson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Great to have you guys with us, and this is another episode of the Valley Outdoors. Hope you're anchored and ready to rock and roll. Got a lot to talk about. Don, you're here.
I'm here.
Ava's here. We're all here. Lots of fun. We're going to talk a little bit about the Minnesota Governor's Fishing Opener that went on and what kind of results happened there. We're going to also talk about a new and unique bill that's been proposed in the state of Minnesota for forward-facing sonar. You are not going to want to miss this. Stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa.
Good day. Ava's here.
I am.
She's keeping us in line.
Trying.
See, she only has one to worry about when we do the show without you, Don.
I know.
That's so easy.
She likes the backup when I get here.
She never has to worry. I mean, as smooth as silk, it just runs right through everything. You're the one we got to worry about.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, on a regular basis. And Ava's laughing.
Well,
let's get this rolling then.
If only people knew.
If they only knew. So we highlighted at the top of the show, kind of set the table, as they say, on the Minnesota Governor's Fishing Opener. For those of you not in the state of Minnesota, it's kind of like Wisconsin's deer hunting opener. There's 600,000 or 700,000 people. They go out to the lakes and
hit
the boat ramps and the shorelines and the everything. It's entertaining at boat ramps, I will say that. And people go out for the Minnesota Walleye Fishing Opener. It's all about the one species and obviously other things that go on as well. This year it was hosted by Stillwater, Minnesota. That would be on the St. Croix River up in Stillwater, which is just east of the Minneapolis-St. Paul area by about, 20 miles, 30 miles probably?
Oh, it's not that far.
20 miles?
Yeah, probably 15, 18.
Yeah. In that area.
Yep.
It's right on the border. It's border water. And that was the first time that they have hosted the event. We were not there this year. A lot of times we do go to the event, but we did not participate. But we can share kind of what's gone on. It's 78 years they've been doing it.
78?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's a reason why we didn't attend this year.
Yeah, I know. Let's talk about that.
Well, I mean, it's typically... because I've, you know, historically, I've been to about 23 of these over the mm-hmm. years. Usually, you get your invite about 60 days in advance.
Yep.
This year, our invite came 9 days.
Yep.
Prior to the opener. And when you have a show like this, typically, you like to line up our supporters and things
we
of that nature.
We have to. It's part of how this works.
Right. Well, we didn't have time to do any of that. So.
And I think that... unfortunately, it was announced last August. I looked it up specifically for this conversation. You didn't know that, but last August, they announced that it was going to be coming to Stillwater, and we got no notification on anything.
That's interesting, because typically at every Governor's Fishing Opener, the next year's is announced at that year's event. It's a big deal. It always has been.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's happening with the organizational part of it.
Have you heard anything about this year?
Or where it's going to be next year?
Yeah.
I haven't heard a thing.
Ava, can you punch that up? Can you
is it in your story? Because it literally talks about him saying it's going to be passed on to the next governor. It's his last fishing opener.
It doesn't say? I looked on the internet, and this wasn't on there, and it was kind of, I don't know, it was frustrating. 20, We've had 27. Stories down, you and I have fished together. We'll get to that in a minute. Yep. But 30 boats, this is kind of where the stories later will come in. 30 boats took participants, and it was media that will go out to go fishing on the St. Croix River in and around that area. And it's obviously at that point, it is connected to the Mississippi River in Prescott, where that's where it joins up with the Mississippi. So you have two different waters coming together. This Stillwater area, generally fishing is not so much up there, but down river from there, there's a lot of good structure and et cetera. So,
I found it. So it looks like for 2027, they're still seeking proposals.
Don, that seems a little odd to me.
Well, I mean, I think the truth be known, it's been difficult finding communities that are willing to host the event.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of money. I've hosted it. Well, I mean, when you're talking about 30 boats being out there, when I hosted it in 1987, we had 500 guests in Fairmont, Minnesota.
Yeah.
So that took us, I think we had about 125 boats that were on the lakes that day.
You know,
so it's really quite pared down from what it used to be.
I'm a little, because the time frame that we got notified, I believe, and I think you and I talked about it a little bit off air, I really think that the situation was that they probably didn't have anybody selected till recently.
Well, like you say, with only 90, I mean, it takes quite a bit to put it together, trust me.
Oh, it does.
I mean, I've got a three-ring binder, and I still have it.
It's probably the reason they only have 30 boats, too.
Right.
You know, so
what happens is they usually select the number of guests that they invite so they can, you know, try to accommodate, you know, having only so many rooms in a hotel.
If you can only invite so many people because of short notice, then it makes it difficult to get everything put together.
I'm sure there are a lot of media people in the same boat we were in.
I don't doubt that for a minute. Yeah, because we were at Lake City. Lake City was...
Two years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago. Yep. We knew what was going on there.
Yep.
And, you know, when we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the fun experiences we've had.
Yeah.
It's called entertainment at best. And, you know, everybody gives their best shot to get everybody on fish.
It's a wonderful event for
the
officers.
So in this particular event... We'll highlight, when we come back, what Tim Walls caught and what he was missing in his boat that would have made the difference. How's that sound, Don?
Okay, go with it.
All right, we're going to go with that thought. All right, you guys are going to want to hear the story behind this as well as what my thought is and the reasoning why he didn't catch more fish when we return. Stay tuned.